弟兄姐妹们平安。今天是我们教会好多年以来的家庭月的开始，就是从母亲节开始，一直到六月第三个主日的父亲节。怎么不见了
？Again, it's wonderful to start the month of family, our family month. We've been doing this for many, many years at the start of Mother's Day.
不管地上是任何的节日，基督永远是我们聚会的中心和目的。
Regardless of the celebration here on earth, Christ is always the center of our gathering, and He's our purpose.
我从小到大的教会很少讲家庭生活。
And from my upbringing, very seldomly in the church that I grew up in, do we talk about family living, family lives.
后来我们发现，家实在是教会建造的一个很重要的根基跟基石。
And then we come to discover that the family is a very important.Foundation. It is a very keystone in building up the house of God.
你看以弗所书从天上那么伟大的神讲到伟大的基督讲到荣耀的教会。
And in the book of Ephesians, we see that as Paul writes about the awesome God and the glorious church.
但是从后面的三章他就开始带到地上的生活。
In the last three chapters, he brings into our everyday lives.
换句话说，再荣耀、再高的意象，一定要在我们最平凡的生活中来落实、来见证它。
In other words, regardless of how high these doctrines are, they all have to be actuated in every day of our lives.
所以我们非常珍惜所谓的家庭月，我们从不同的角度，我们来放到天平上来衡量自己，来衡量我们的家，衡量我们在神面前我们该活出的情形。
And we thank the Lord for these next few months, as we call it family months, where we can come engage and set ourselves upon God's scale and measure where we are as our family and as a church.
今天前半部我请于师母讲这个我们今天讲母亲，讲满意神的祝福。
Today we're gonna come to the topic of overflowing of God's blessing, and this first portion I've asked Pastor Nancy to come and share.
所以前半部他讲蒙福的母亲，后半部我讲成为祝福的母亲。
And the first half, Pastor Nancy will share on the blessed mother, and the second half I will share on the mother of blessings.
Okay, 我们请于师母。
PC Run Sisters.
我想我们今天在庆祝这个母亲节的时候，可能我们心里面想的应该不只是我们肉身的母亲。
And I think as we're celebrating Mother's Day today, and I hope everybody was on your mind, it's not just our earthly moms.
属灵的母亲在神的家里面也是非常的重要。
The spiritual moms that we have in the house of God, they're also very important.
但是属灵的母亲就不是只有姐妹们。
And then being spiritual moms are not just the roles of those who are sisters.
弟兄们可不可以做属灵的母亲啊？
Can brothers be spiritual moms as well?
保罗他自己就称他自己像如养孩子一样那样子的母亲。
And Paul says, and as he writes his epistles, that he says, I am like a mother that has nursed its children, its babes.
所以我想在我们在讲这个祝福满意的母亲、蒙福的母亲的时候，就包括了肉身的母亲、属灵的母亲，包括了姐妹、女人，也包括了男人。
And so today, as we talk about the overflowing of the blessings of the moms, we come and look at the aspect of the spiritual moms. It's not just our earthly moms, but those who are our spiritual moms, and includes men and women.
感谢神，我跟余弟兄不约而同的，我们引用的经文都是弟兄的经文。
And it's very interesting, both Pastor Yu and myself, where we come and look at the verses that illustrate the roles of men.
我在讲这个蒙福的母亲的时候，我引用的经文是《创世纪》第49章22节到25节，是对约瑟的祝福。
And the key verse that I will share from came out of Genesis chapter 49, 22 through 25. It is a blessing upon Joseph.
第二十二节说，约瑟是多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果的枝子，他的枝条探出墙外。
And verse 22 says, Joseph is a fruitful bough by a wall. His branches run over the wall.
二十三节、二十四节，他说，弓箭手将他苦害，向他射箭，逼迫他。但他的弓仍旧坚硬，他的手健壮敏捷，这是因为以色列的牧者 耶色以色列的磐石，就是雅各的大能者。
Verse 23 and 24, the archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him and hated him, but his bow remained in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd and the stone of Israel.
你父亲的神必帮助你，那全能者必将天上所有的福、地里所藏的福及生产乳养的福都赐给你。
Verse 25, by the God of your father who will help you, and by the Almighty who will bless you, with blessings of heaven above, blessings of the deep that lies beneath, blessings of the breast and of the womb.
我先来讲女性，因为我自己身为女人。
And I want to share from the perspective of the woman, because I am a woman.
这个不需要宣告了哈。我们
that need not to be explained.
对翻译的弟兄来说有点难。我们作为女人，我们天生有很多的柔弱之处。
And as a woman, there are areas in our life where we are more weak.
我们自然的也比较需要被呵护。我想我们在养儿子跟养女儿的时候就不太一样。
And naturally, we need to have an additional covering as we raise up our sons and our daughters. We discover the needs there.
在创世纪的里面，我们也看到，首先这个受诱惑的是女人。
And we also see in the book of Genesis that the one that was foremost tempted was the woman.
而在人堕落之后呢？女人被咒诅是要依恋她的丈夫。
And as a man have sinned and fallen from the purpose of God, as the women was cursed, their hearts, the longing is upon their husband.
这个依恋男人却不知道如何倚靠神的这个罪性带给后代的女人非常非常多的痛苦。
And this nature of longing after his husband and instead of relying on God has brought about tremendous pain in the history of mankind.
所以我不得不承认哈，我觉得女人的各方面来说比男人复杂很多。
And I want to say that in many ways women are more complicated than men.
所以常常女人需要用外面的霸道城府伎俩来管束男人。
And so oftentimes women would need to use external efforts and external methods to come and control their men.
好像来补足我们在安全感上面的这个缺失。
And in a way to help us to feel steady and the sense of security that we are longing for.
但是许多的时候我们越霸道越复杂 越有心机，其实越暴露了我们的软弱。
The more that we are stern, the more we are looking at methodologies, we come to expose more of our needs, an area we are weak.
感谢神，我们这些蒙救赎的女人却得着一个机会让神制作我们成为一个刚强的器皿。
But we as women who have been redeemed and saved by God, God has been able to use us to be a vessel of strength.
而这个刚强是因为我们成了别人的母亲。
And this strength comes from the fact that we have become a mother.
我想很多人都听说过，中国有一句话叫做“为母则强”。
There's a famous Chinese saying that
when you become a mother, you become stronger.
Amen. Praise God. Absolutely.
所以我记得我年轻的时候，我生第一个孩子，然后我们两个人需要出去参加一个婚礼，所以我们就请一个单身的姐妹来我们家帮忙我们照顾这个 new baby.
I remember when we had our first child, Pastor Yu and I had to go and attend a wedding, so we asked a single sister to come and babysit.
我们两个钟头以后赶回来就在前面在那个 baby 的房间呈现了一个场景。
And as we came back 2 hours later, we discovered the scene in our house.
这个比我们年轻的单身姐妹坐在墙角。
And this sister single is sitting right at the corner of the room.
然后远远的对角呢，一团脏的尿布。
And then afar from her is a filthy, dirty diaper.
一个刚生刚刚满月不久的 baby。裸着身子在那里大哭大闹。
And there's a baby who is naked, screaming and yelling in the room.
因为 我请这个姐妹来，我也是一个新妈妈，我请这个姐妹来帮我看这个 baby 的时候，我忘了告诉她需要换尿布。
And because I was a new mom, I forgot to teach the single sister that you need to change the diaper.
她闻到臭味的时候把她打开来把她吓坏了，她就把尿布一丢丢在对角。
She smelled something wrong and she looked at the diaper and she took the diaper off. She was so frightened by it, she tossed it across the room and she was shocked.
我不知道这个姐妹现在在哪里。
I actually don't know where the sister is right now.
但是我相信她后来成为母亲了以后，她一定会比那个时候帮忙看我的 baby 的时候一定不一样了。
And I know that if she's a mom now, she's definitely not the same as that same girl that was hiding in the corner.
做了母亲，很自然的就把我们很多原来的那个娇气，很多的依赖、撒娇、软弱，哎呀，很多的这些的。好像通通都除掉了。
And as we become moms, that sense of dependency, the sense of need, the sense of reliance and needing to lean on someone, those things began to diminish.
所以不管我们是成为肉身的母亲还是成为一个属灵的母亲，特别是属灵的母亲能够像约瑟一样能够成为多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果子的枝子。
So whether we are earthly mom, whether we're spiritual mom, we see this progression of our life that we are like Joseph, who is a fruitful bough. He's so fruitful that the branches run over to the wall.
虽然弓箭手来苦害他，向他射箭逼迫他，但是他的弓仍旧坚硬，他的手仍然健壮敏捷。
And even the archers who were bitterly grieved him and shot at him and hated him, but his bow remained in strength.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
不是他自己本身的强大。
It is not that he himself is mighty and strong.
乃是因为神帮助他。
But the Lord has been his help.
我想作为母亲，不管是肉身的母亲还是属灵的母亲。
And again, whether we are earthly moms or spiritual moms.
因为爱的缘故，让我们有很多的有更深从前没有体会到的软弱。
And in the purpose of love, and as we go, we come to understand the weaknesses that we did not discover in time past.
当我们全心全意的去爱的时候，
when we desire to love someone with all of our hearts,
也就是说，当我们敞开我们自己的时候，
and it is when we are making ourselves vulnerable, we are open.
其实是很容易。受伤的。
It is very easy that we get hurt.
但是什么缘故让母亲能够不顾受伤而仍然愿意来爱呢？
And how, what propels a mom to overlook those possibilities of being wounded and continue to love?
实在是神把他的爱放在我们的里面。
It is because God has put his love inside of us.
因为是一个不止息的爱。
It is an unending love.
是一个长久忍耐 long suffering 的爱。
It is an enduring, long suffering type of love.
我想在座有很多肉身的母亲、属灵的母亲都能够体会我所说的。
I think there are a lot of earthly moms today and a lot of spiritual moms here today will understand what I'm talking about.
这个就成为我们的祝福。
And this has become our blessing.
因为神帮助我们。
Because God has been our help.
因为我们越发的觉得离了主我们什么都不能做。
And the more we come to discover, Lord, really apart from you, I cannot do anything.
我用霸道，用诡计，用心思，用各种的伎俩，这是没有办法来让我们所爱的孩子能够有任何的改变。
And to use my own ways and to come up with clever ideas, none of these things we discover would change our children.
所以逼着我们来到我们的神面前。
And so because of that, it forces us to come before the Lord God.
我相信有很多的母亲，我们常常在神的面前呼天抢地的祷告，是因着我们所爱的孩子。
I think oftentimes in our time of prayers, when we cry out to God, a good portion of those prayers is for our children.
肉身的孩子跟属灵的孩子。
And for our earthly children, also our spiritual children.
所以除了因为成为一个母亲是我们脱离柔弱依赖容易 受仇敌诱惑的这一个转捩点。
And again, the criticality and the turning point of our lives where at one point the enemy could use us to bring about weakness, to bring about temptation.
也因为像约瑟一样得着了耶和华神的帮助，就让我们成了多结果子的树枝。
And similarly to Joseph, as God has become our help, now we have become individuals that are now fruitful.
所以作为母亲，我们是一个蒙福的。
So again, being moms, we are those who are blessed.
得着了生产之福。
And we have the blessings of the womb.
哎呀，只听过生产之苦，哪有听过生产之福呢？
We heard of the pain of childbirth. How many have heard of the blessings of the womb?
生产之苦是为了生产之福。
And the pain of childbirth is for the purpose of the blessing of the womb.
必须要这个福呢，必须要经过生产之苦，你才能够得着那个生产。
This particular blessing that is of the womb can only come through the pain of childbirth.
那个福是那个 fruitful, 那个多结果子的福。
And this blessing is the fruitfulness that comes.
我觉得，我记得我在怀第三个孩子的时候，因为后来孩子在腹中停止心跳的时候已经快五个月了，所以必须要经过一个手术。
And I was carrying my third child.And fifth month into the pregnancy, the heartbeat of the baby stopped, and we have to go through a procedure.
手术之后，我躺在那个恢复室啊，他们给我放在一个单独的房间，医院的房间。
As we went after the procedure, I was placed in the recovery room all by myself.
我从这个麻药中醒过来的时候，非常全身非常的痛，非常的痛。
And as I was coming out of anesthesia, I remember the physical pain.
伤口也非常的痛。
And the pain of the womb.
然后我想最痛的就是我失去了这个孩子。
And what's most painful was losing this child.
我就开始在床上开始哭泣。
And then I began to weep while I was lying there.
有一个非常神给我差派来了一个非常老练的一个护士。
And then the Lord sent a nurse that was very seasoned.
他就摸着我的肩膀。
And she put her hand on my shoulder.
他说，他用英文讲，他说，哈，他说我非常能够了解。
And she says, I can understand.
他说，大部分的母亲，她的痛苦都能够带来一个好的结果。
For most moms, after they endure pain, it always bring about something that is good.
但是今天你所受的痛苦，你却没有得着那个好的结果。
But today, the pain that you went through, you did not see the fruitfulness.
他这样子的一句话却带给我很大很大的安慰。
And these words brought tremendous amount of comfort to me.
很多的时候我们做母亲的，其实生产之苦所带来的结果并不像我们所期待的那样。
And oftentimes as we experience that when we go through this pain of birthing, of childbirth, that we don't see the end results of the blessing that we expected.
在做母亲的过程，你可能需要经过各种你没有想象的痛苦。
And the process of being a mom, you probably have to go through a lot of pain that you've never imagined you had to go through before.
可能你会经过被顶撞。
Perhaps you'll come against your child standing up against you.
你可能会经过被 betrayed, 被背叛。
Or maybe the sense of being, or being betrayed.
可能被误会。
Or maybe being misunderstood.
可能你失去你的孩子。
And perhaps you have lost your child.
但是这一切的生产之苦，神却把我们能够用他自己来代替。
But all of these process of birth pain, God replaced it with himself.
而让母亲得着了生产之福。
And now the mother now receives the blessings of the womb.
除了生产之福，约瑟还得着了乳养之福。
And aside from the blessing of the womb, the scripture also says that Joseph received the blessing of the breasts.
跟生产之福一样，乳养之福也是从付代价而来的。
And the blessing of the breast also comes from a price that was paid.
乳养，你需要有健康的身体，才可能成为一个供应者。
And again, for you to be able to breastfeed, you need to have a healthy body for you to bring sustenance to the child.
你需要成为一个能够乳养的母亲，你需要有很多的牺牲。
And to be a mom that is able to breastfeed, there are a lot of sacrifices the mom has to go through.
我想这是大家都了解的道理。
And I think this is what a principle that everybody understands.
你太注意自己的身材，太注意自己的喜欢，太注意啊，我一定要吃什么，哎呀，可能你就不能够成为一个好的乳养 婴儿的母亲。
And for a mom, maybe the men don't quite understand, but if we are too concerned about the way we look and what we like to eat and what we eat, then maybe we can't breastfeed our children that well.
我们的神有一个名字叫做以利沙代。
And there's a name for our God is called the El Shaddai.
你知道为什么神对亚伯拉罕说我是那位我是以利沙代。
And God said to Abraham, I am El Shaddai.
El Shaddai 的意思是像母亲的胸脯一样那样子全有全足全丰。
And El Shaddai means that God is like the bosom of a mother that is full and abundant of the blessings of God.
而当我们要成为一个以利沙代的母亲，
and for us to be a mother of El Shaddai,
神常常使我们经过流泪谷，
and God oftentimes will lead us through the valley of tears,
然后使这谷满了秋雨之福，
and that this valley will now have the blessing of the spring rain,
能够成为别人祝福的泉源，
then it may become a fountain of blessing to the people around her.
母亲的角色刚刚我提到因为爱之深所以也特别 vulnerable 特别容易受伤
And we talked about the roles of a mom and because her enduring love also makes her vulnerable
所以每一次当我们软弱的时候我们求神的能力来覆庇我们
And every time we feel weak we say God may your power be upon me
一个无私的母亲她的爱是不求理解不求回报甚至真的是真的是常常是坐在暗处的。
A mom doesn't seek understanding or reward for the love that she lavishes, but oftentimes she's sitting there quietly in the corner.
只是我们这些在肉身里面做母亲的，常常其实也很亏欠我们的孩子们。
And I wanted to also say that oftentimes as earthly moms, we do fall short of our children.
不仅我们的爱很难做到完全的无私。
And it is, I have to acknowledge that a lot of times our love is not perfect.
甚至我们这些属肉体的爱还会伤害到我们的孩子。
And to the extent our earthly love sometimes bring harm to our children.
但是我觉得今天在母亲节，我想我要讲一个故事。
And here on Mother's Day, I want to take this time to tell you a story.
母亲啊，孩子对母亲的爱却往往是特别的纯真。
And the love of the children toward their mom is oftentimes very, very simple and very pure.
是母亲最大的安慰，也是母亲的作为母亲的另外一个祝福。
It is the greatest comfort to their moms, and is also a source of great blessing to them.
这个小故事是一个做蛋糕店的一个老板写的。
And the story comes from a baker of a bakery.
有一天太阳很好他就坐在外面生意也不多他就坐在外面休息
It was a wonderful day and a wonderful sunshine so there weren't too many customers so the baker sat outside to enjoy the wonderful day
那有一个小男孩突然来到他的面前
There's a little boy that came and ran before him
突然来跟他讲他说我要订订康乃馨的花给我的妈妈
I'd like to order some carnations for my mom
但是呢，我希望能够一定就定六十年。
And I like to make an order for the next 60 years.
每一年的九月二十二号，我都希望你的花店能够送一束康乃馨给我的母亲。
I want to ask that every single year on September 22nd, you would give a bouquet of carnations to my mom.
然后这个对不起，所以不是蛋糕店，是花店的老板。
I'm sorry, it was a floral shop, not a bakery.
然后这个老板呢就说没有人这么定的你为什么一定就要定六十年呢
And the owner says nobody ever has given me such an order. Why are you ordering for the next 60 years?
这个小男孩说我母亲的生日是九月二十二号她今年四十岁她可以再活六十年
And so the child says my mom's birthday falls on September 22nd. She is 40 years today and she could live another 60 years.
如果在未来的六十年每一年的九月二十二号她都可以收到一束我送她的康乃馨她就太幸福了
And I know she would be blessed on her birthday every single year she would receive a bouquet of carnations from me.
那这个花店的老板说那你可以每一年都来订啊你为什么一定要现在一订就要订六十年呢
And the owner said why don't don't you just come every year and make the order? Why do you need to make an order of 60 years now?
这小孩子非常的坚持，他说不，我一定要今天我就把六十年的钱都付给你。
And this little boy says, no, I need to pay what it costs for the next 60 years.
我希望将来你的花店不开的时候，你也能够告诉下一个花店，告诉他每一年九月二十二号你要送一束康乃馨给我的母亲。
And if you happen to sell your shop or for whatever reason that you're not owning the shop anymore, let the next owner know that on this day they need to send a bouquet to my mom.
然后他就掏出钱来要给这个老板。那老板呢就随便给他一个数字，他就说我给你一。那小男孩说我只有一百块，一百块可以吗？老板说可以。
And so this little boy begins to pull out his wallet, and he found $100. And he asked the owner, "Is that $100 enough?" And the owner said, "Yeah, it's enough."
这个小男孩看起来有十一二岁。
And this little boy is probably about 11 or 12 years of age.
但是说话却非常的成熟。
But he speaks in a very mature manner.
然后第二天，这个小男孩又来了他的花店。
And the second day, this little boy comes to the same flower shop again.
跟他说，老板，你不要忘记，要九月二十二号，你要送一束花给我的母亲。
And he comes and he says to the owner, "Please don't forget September 22nd. You got to give a bouquet to my mom."
老板说我没有忘记。
And the owner says, "I have not forgotten."
小男孩说，你可不可以跟他说？Happy birthday, 生日快乐。
Can you please say to her happy birthday?
小男孩花店老板再次的肯定的说，只有现在才七月，两个月以后我一定会把花送到你母亲。
And the owner says it's only in the month of July right now. In 2 months, I will send this bouquet to your mom.
然后第三天他又来了。
And on the third day, this little boy comes to the same shop.
同样又再一次的提醒。
And once again reminded the owner.
这个花店的老板那就非常喜欢这个孩子，可是到了再他就期待他在下一天他能够看到他。
And so this, the owner of the shop begins to really like this boy, was hoping that the next day the boy would show up again.
结果他就没有出现了。
But this boy didn't show up anymore.
所以花店的老板到9月22号的时候就亲自把这一束康乃馨送到小男孩给他的地址。
So on September 22nd, the owner of the shop,took the bouquet of flower and went to the address that the boy told him to go.
他说 ，Catherine 女士，有一位叫 Ruby 的小男孩叫我今天送一束花来给你，并且跟你说 Happy Birthday.
Is it Miss Catherine? There was a little boy by the name of Ruby. He told me to come and give you this bouquet of flower and wish you Happy Birthday.
我想你们都知道了什么原因。
And I think you all know. You come to the conclusion of why.
这个 Catherine 的。这位妈妈一下子泪流满面。
And this mom, whose name is Catherine, she began to weep.
因为这个小男孩在去年的时候 diagnosed 他有白血病。
And this little boy was diagnosed with leukemia the year prior.
但是他在离开这个世界的时候，他希望每一年他的母亲都晓得他的儿子挂念他。希望在他的生日对他说 Happy Birthday.
But this boy wanted to know and wanted to make sure that every year on his mom's birthday, someone would say Happy Birthday to her.
最后我就用箴言23章25节
Proverbs chapter 23
对所有的做儿女的不管老的还是小的
For all of us who are children, whether you are advanced in age or you're still young.
要使你的父母欢喜，使生你的快乐。
Make sure that those who gave birth to you and your parents are delighted in you.
我想刚刚师母讲到做母亲的，其实他们受苦特别的深啊。
And I think as Pastor Nancy was sharing, those who are mom, the suffering that they go through is quite deep.
在他们的本性里面也觉得自己有很多很脆弱的地方。
And in their own personal nature, they find that in a lot of areas they discover weakness.
但是我们两个在分配今天讲到的时候，他却愿意讲从母亲蒙福的角度来讲。
But today, as we were talking about how do we present the message this morning, she wanted to speak from the perspective of a mom who has been blessed, the blessed mom.
就是希望母亲们不要觉得我们只是受苦，其实 在这个苦的背后是神一个特别的祝福。
And the encouragement of the message you just heard is that we don't simply come to see and focus on the suffering, but behind all of those sufferings, it is the immense blessings of God.
所以像我们这些生命比较不好的弟兄就绕不到当母亲。
And so we who are brothers, our life is still deficient. We don't have the opportunity to be moms.
妈妈们真的是很伟大，好，我们应该谢谢他们。
And we really do want to thank our moms.They are amazing.
我刚才前面有几句话已经被于师母讲到了，就是不光是肉身的母亲，也特别讲到属灵的母亲。
And Pastor Nancy already spoke on the fact that not only earthly moms, but we have spiritual moms.
不光有姊妹的母亲，更是有弟兄的母亲。
And we are those moms who are sisters, and we also have moms who are brothers.
所以我现在从第二个角度来讲，讲到充满祝福的母亲。
And I want to come and look at from a different perspective, a mother of blessings.
那个带出祝福的母亲。
And this mom that brings about blessings.
那因为时间很有限，我只讲两个点哈。
And because of the limitation of time, I'm only going to focus on these two points.
其实母亲能够带出来的祝福实在是多方面的，太多了。
And the blessings that our mom can bring forth into our lives are multi faceted, and we know there are too many.
我们没有一个人不受到自己母亲的影响的。
Not a single one of us here who would not be able to we would all say that we've been influenced by our mom.
再怎么样，我们的生命里面有一半是从她来的。
At the very, very minimum, half of our life originated from her.
我在这里就提两个角度。
And here I want to look at these two points.
讲到母亲是爱的营造者跟连结者。
That our mothers, they are the builder and the connectors of love.
什么叫营造者？原来没有的，因着他而有了。
And what is to be a builder? That did not exist before until this person put work to it.
什么叫连结者呢？原来我们可能是散的，但是因着他被连结起来。
What is a connector? It used to be loose and scattered. Now because of this person's work, it's now united and made me whole.
所以有人一句话我们都很熟哈，男人可以盖房子，但是女人把它变成家。
And there's a very famous saying that men can build houses, but women make it a home.
也有另外一句话说，男人像孤岛一样，女人像水一样。像 island.
Oh, okay.
Isolated island.
Men are like islands and women are like the water.
那我们像鹅卵石，但是爱或是姊妹们他们扮演的像水泥的角色，把我们连接在一起。像鹅卵石是 building rock.
Okay. Men were just like stones and rocks, but women are like the concrete that now makes the structure.
所以一个家有的时候徒有其表，不像个家，那个是我们里面都很痛苦的事情。
And when we look at a family or look at a home, outwardly it seems like it looks like something, but in reality it isn't. It brings pain to all of us.
不是说弟兄们没有爱哈。
It is not to say that we as brothers we do not have love.
而是神所造的，在姊妹们的身上，他们特别扮演的一个是男人无法取代的角色。
And there's a creation that God has ordained in the role of women and of our moms that men cannot replace.
他们成为这个家的一个爱的营造者跟连接者。
They have become the builder and the connector of this home.
让不管孩子也好，丈夫也好，都愿意或是盼望回到这个家来。
Whether they be the children or the husband, they all want to come home.
我在这里念两节的经文，一个是以赛亚书六十六章十三节的前半。
There are two verses that I like everyone to pay attention to. Isaiah chapter 66, verse 13.
他说：“母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们。”
As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you.
我相信在我们每一个人的这一生的路上，我们都有那个 moment, 都有那个经验，就是我需要被了解，被安慰。
And I think every one of us, as we go and journey through life, there's definitely a moment where we said we want to be understood.
尤其我们碰到困难，碰到挫折，碰到伤害，碰到很多很多让我们很痛苦的事情的时候，我们非常需要有人了解，有人安慰。
When we come to the difficulties of our lives, we come to the place of conflict, we're at that moment we really need someone to understand us.
但是你发现神在这里说，母亲怎样安慰儿子，我就照样安慰你们。
It's amazing how the Lord uses these words, and the Lord says, "As one whom his mother comforts, so I will comfort you."
你想想看，神的安慰 多么伟大，多么重要，多么可贵。
And how amazing, how precious is the comfort of God.
神在这里一点没有把他自己抬得很高，说他的安慰多了不起啊。
And God did not say my comfort is supreme, is greater than anything else.
神居然说母亲怎样安慰儿子，我照样安慰你们。
But the Lord uses the illustration as a mother comforts her child, so I will comfort you.
所以母亲有一个很重要很重要的角色，就是在爱的这个营造上，在爱的连结上成为这个家的祝福。
And so mom have a significant role in the role of building and connecting in this home. She is the one that brings about blessing to this home.
我希望我们中间没有一个人是听你妈妈听到的。
And I pray that not a single one of us here is listening for your mom right now.
我们都要为自己听，包括弟兄们，因为我们说过，做属灵的母亲也是这样。
And we all need to listen to this message ourselves, including those who are brothers. We have the role of being a spiritual mom.
因为人的内心深处有一个最深的需要，其实就是爱。
Because the depth of a human need is to be loved.
这个爱在我们痛苦的时候给我们带来安慰。
And this love in the time of tragedy, in the time of pain, it would bring us comfort.
在我们受伤的时候，它可以给我们带来医治。
When we are wounded, it could bring about healing.
在我们灰心挫折甚至失败的时候，它可以带给我们安慰和鼓励。
When we're in despair, when we're perplexed, and even in the times of failure, it would come and bring about encouragement.
所以一个成为祝福的母亲，或是一个祝福的父母，我们里面在这个爱的角色上其实是非常重要的。
And the roles of being a blessed mom or blessed parents, this particular role that we play is very important.
买一个房子，提供薪水，能够让家人有东西吃，能够做饭给大家，弟兄姊妹，这些都是人基本的需要而已。
And brothers and sisters, the ability to come and find a home and have an income and to put food on the table, these are all basic sustenance for life.
在我们里面都有一个说不出来最深处的需要，其实是爱。
But the most important need that we each have is to be loved.
而神给人最大的礼物就是爱。
And the greatest present, the greatest gift that God has given men is love.
而爱的本身 agape 就是神自己，就是耶稣基督。
And the nature of love, agape love, is God Himself.
所以我们没有一个人从人的标准、人的角度，我们可以满足别人的需要。
And not a single one of us, from a man's perspective, can satisfy the need of anyone.
你也不要把这样子的需要要求到你的另外一半，要求到你的父母，要求到你的孩子。
Don't put this particular burden or particular need upon your other half or upon your children.
我们都需要耶稣，让耶稣透过我们这个人，把他的爱给流露出来。
We all need Jesus, that Jesus through us may overflow His love.
这个叫做 Mother of Blessings.
And this is what is meant by Mother of Blessings.
Brian, 你今天听了于师母讲的故事，回家就给孩子说，你为帮我订康乃馨，订到我走。
Unless you understand the purpose of the message, you will hear Pastor Nancy's message today and go home and tell your children, you make sure you buy flowers for me for the next 60 years.
我们回到家就对自己的母亲，对自己的妻子，或者我们就去要求，你应该是爱的营造者，你应该是爱的连接者。
And then we come home.
我们都是要求别人。
And we tell our wives, and we tell them that you're supposed to be the builder, the connector of love. This is your responsibility.
我们自己必须先是一个被神的爱所充满的人，我们才可能满溢出神的爱来。
Our demand is always on someone else, but we ourselves need to be a person that is filled by God's love, and that way we can overflow His love.
We are channels only.
And we are channels only.
我们是神爱生命祝福的管道。
We are the channels. We are channels only of the love and the blessings of God.
我们绝对不能小看这个角色跟神给我们的托付。
We cannot look down on this responsibility, this commission that God has given to each and every one of us.
刚才帖撒罗尼迦前书第二章六到八节，于师母也提到了，我们再念一遍啊。
First Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 6 through 8. Pastor Nancy also mentioned it. Let's read it together.
我们做基督的使徒，虽然可以叫人尊重，却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲濡养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。在这里让我们看出这个母亲是一个不求回报不求了解的爱。
And here we see that a mother does not desire any type of repayment of her love.
虽然明明可以叫人尊重，虽然可以明明叫人要懂得向我们感恩，但是她说他们里面并没有这样子的要求。
as Paul makes the illustration, they are worthy of the response of the love that they lavish, but they've never made that demand on anyone.
虽然可以，却没有啊。
Even though they can, but they did not.
啊，这个讲到牺牲的爱，不求回报的爱。
And this is a love that is sacrificial. It is the love that does not seek.A reward.
第二个，他存心温柔，像母亲如养自己的孩子。
And secondly, the gentleness as a mom who cherishes her own children and raises them up.
我想没有一个母亲在喂奶的时候吃。
And there was not a single mom that as she's feeding her child eat.
那很到位哈。不吃就把你放到墙角去。
If you won't eat, I'm going to leave you in the corner.
然后不吃就打。
If you won't eat, I'm going to spank you.
因为爱你，我打你，因为爱你，怎么可以不吃？
And I love you. That's why I spank you. That's why I want you to eat.
我们一定根据他生命的度量，用不同的方式来表达对他的爱。
We come and nurture and raise our children according to the capacity and their stature, and we express our love the same way.
所以在这里讲到那个爱是一个细微的、体贴的一个真的是能够成为别人祝福的爱。
And this love is compassionate. This love is very understanding that brings about a blessing to those around her.
第三个在这里讲到爱是要把神的福音，换句话说要把恩典，把属灵的东西能够给他。
And thirdly, it speaks of the gospel of God, that we need to be able to pass on and through this process of nurturing the things of God.
这个点我等下在第二个点我要特别讲到，因为我觉得今天是这个世代里面养育孩子中间最缺的一环。
And this is one area that I want to focus on the second point, because this is the one aspect that is seldom lacking as we raise our children.
中国的父母爱孩子的表达方式都借着养养养，但是却没有好好的教。
The Eastern culture, we focus so much about raising them that we don't take the time to teach them.
我们给他吃好的，给他用名牌的手机，用名牌的 iPad, 上名牌的学校，我们重视他的教育。
They eat the very best, they possess the very best, they have the nicest of gadgets and the best of school to attend.
但是我们常常忽略他属灵的需要，那是他最大的祝福，最大的需要。
But oftentimes we neglect their spiritual need. It is their greatest need.
所以我们现在来看到第二个点哈，他是家人属灵的帮助者。
And the second point, she is the spiritual helper of the family.
帮助者啊，这个。我特别用引号把它引起来。
And I use the word helper, and I put quotes around it.
这个创世纪二章十八节。
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
耶和华说，那人独居不好，我要为他造一个配偶帮助他。
And the Lord God said, it is not good that man shall be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him.
那你是讲到妻子对丈夫的帮助。
And it speaks of the help that a wife would give to her husband.
但母亲的帮助不是只对丈夫。而是对全家，他都是那个属灵的帮助者。
But this helper is not only unto her husband, but to the entire family, her children.
因为神讲这句话的时候，他们还没生孩子嘛。
Because as the Lord gave this particular word, they didn't have any children yet.
神知道光弟兄不够的。
And God knows that it is not enough to just have the man.
他需要一个配偶来帮助他。
He needs a helper.
我最早帮别人证婚的时候恐怕已经都三十年前了。
And the very first time I officiated a wedding is probably some 30 years ago.
当我用到这句话神造一个配偶帮助他的时候。
And when I use this particular verse that God has created a helper to help him.
我都用动词 help, 这个帮助啊。
To help.
我讲的 H-E-L-P, 很好的记得四个字。
And I use the acronym H-E-L-P.
身为一个配偶。不光是妻子哈，包括丈夫。
To be a spouse, not only wives, but also husbands.
我们的责任是把 happiness 带给对方。
And our responsibility to bring happiness to the other person.
是希望他快乐的，不是希望他因为我而受苦的。
And we want the other person to be happy, that they would not suffer because of me.
那 E 呢是 encouragement, 是需要带给他鼓励的、鼓舞的，而不是在挫他的。
E is to bring about encouragement to our spouse and not to provoke them.
L is love, 真正的爱 agape.
And L is love, the true love, agape love.
最后一个 P 是为他祷告 prayer.
P, to remind them that we need to pray for each other, prayer.
这个讲真好不好？
Isn't this a wonderful topic?
太好了 ,H-E-L-P.
H-E-L-P, right?
我们每一个人都羡慕我的配偶能够这样子帮助我。
We all desire that our spouse would be this way.
但是后来 有一次听于师母讲到，他讲到这个 Azir 这个字，帮助，希伯来文是叫 Azir。
And the word helper is Azir, as Pastor Nancy was sharing on this message one day.
圣经上有21次讲到这个，用到这个字，但是其中有18次用在神对人对以色列百姓的帮助。
The 20 some odd times Scripture uses this particular word Azir, and out of those some 20 odd times, about 18 times speaks of God being the help.
所以后来我就觉得 HELP 太肤浅了。
And then I thought, man, HELP, that is too simplistic.
是神自己要成为我们的帮助，只是透过我们的配偶来帮助我们。
And God Himself wants to be our helper, and He wants to help us through our spouse.
神造一个配偶来帮助我们，不是来绑住我们。
And God has created a helper to help you, not to bind you. Yeah.
我30年前就讲了，不是要绑住你的弟兄的。现在我发现这个问题更严重了。
And 30 years, I said you're not there to bind your spouse, your brother. But I find that problem is more prolific today.
多少的妻子把丈夫绑住缠住
？And a lot of wives they keep their husbands bound.
说你先把家搞好，你再去教会。
You take care of our house.Before you go and serve the church,
你先把家搞好，你再来跟我讲爱主。
Take care of our family before you start talking about loving God.
弟兄姊妹，我想告诉你，你如果不把神摆在对的位置，他永远不可能把家搞好的。
Brothers and sisters, I will tell you this: that if we do not stand at the right place, we will never be able to make right of our house.
如果你不帮助他，让神透过你来帮助他爱神。活出神在他身上的命定的话，他不可能把家搞好的。
If you do not help him through God to allow God to fulfill His calling in your husband, he will not be able to make right of the house.
到最后，全家都不能够好好爱主，也都没有神的祝福。
And at the very end, the entire house will not be able to love the Lord, will be lacking the blessings of God.
这种话是要用来平衡那些把教会当逃城的人。
And these words that I speak are specifically for those who treat the house of the Lord as the city of refuge.
不肯在家尽本分，不肯在家好好爱家，逃到教会去，或是服侍多到一个地步不顾家的人。
And again, this is not to say that you do not take responsibility of your home and you run to the church and say, I have to serve, and you hide in the context of service.
你觉得你的先生这么爱主了吗？
And do you really discover that your husband really loved the Lord this much?
爱到一个地步，你需要绑住他吗？
To the extent that you need to bind your husband?
同样对孩子也是这样。
And similarly for our children.
我们当虎妈。
A lot of times we're like tigers.
要叫他照着我的方式好好读书。
And they need to study according to the way that I want you to study.
你必须考到哪一类的学校以上。
And you must be able to enter into a particular school.
弟兄姊妹，每一个人里面需要爱，需要神。
Brother and sister, every single one of us needs love. We need God.
神造我们做配偶来帮助他，是神要透过我来帮助我的配偶，帮助我的孩子。
And God has made me to be a helper, to help my spouse, to help my children.
所以你看，不管历史上列王也好，教会历史上也好，甚至人类历史上
，Whether you read through the scripture of the time of the kings, or even the early church, our church, and even the human history.
但是我不讲人类的历史，因为他们还是注重外面的成功对世界的贡献。
And I will not make emphasis on a human history because the emphasis and the focus is still on our success and contribution to mankind.
你光读以色列的历史，一个王的好坏其实非常受他母亲的影响。
And you look at the history of the kings of the nation of Israel.You come to discover whether this king is good in the eyes of God is determined by the influence of his mom.
教会历史上被神用的器皿，几乎后面都有一个伟大的母亲。
And every vessel in the history of the church that has been mightily used by God, there's a great mom behind that vessel.
一个为他们祷告、为他们流泪的母亲。
That a mom that prays, a mom that shed tears for them before the Lord.
不光肉身上生产之苦，更是属灵上为他们效劳。
Not only does she endure labor pain, but spiritually, this mom labors for their children.
你觉得你孩子太多吗？
Do you think that there is too many kids?
John Wesley 跟 Charlie Wesley 我们都很熟的。
John Wesley and Charles Wesley, I think many of us are familiar with them.
他的母亲 Susanna 19个孩子。
Their mom, Susanna, had 19 kids.
后来有八个腰不是就是很小就去世，所以留下十一个。
Eight of them passed away and when they were still infant in their infancy, and 11 of them remained.
这个母亲每一个礼拜一定花时间轮流跟不同的孩子读经祷告。
This mother every week will always find time to with each kid to come to pray and to read scripture together.
弟兄姊妹，你千万不要误会，以为我拿这个来要求你们，我们也做不到。
Brothers, please do not think that I'm using this as a requirement over your head, because I find that it is very challenging, very difficult.
我只是想让弟兄姊妹提醒弟兄姊妹，我们的注意力不要一窝蜂的偏向世界上的成就，世界上的标准。
And I want to remind all of us that the full of our attention is not leaning on what the world defines as successful.
我们要帮助我们的丈夫，帮助我们的孩子，活出神造他的目的和价值。
But to help our husband and help our children to fulfill the very purpose by which God has created them to be.
当我们的配偶，当我们的孩子真正爱神、敬畏神的时候，弟兄姊妹，这个家绝对充满祝福的。
When our spouse and our children that they truly honor and reveres God, we know that this household, this family will be blessed by God.
不要把你乌撒的手放到神在他们身上的计划上。
Do not put the hand like Musa on the plans of God.
我要控制我的丈夫，我要压制我的孩子。弟兄姊妹，放吧，让神来做。
I want to control my husband. I want to have control over my children. Let go and let God.
真的，你们太重要了。
And it is so important to know this.
因为你们是祝福的源头。
Because moms, you are the source of blessings.
神要透过你们把这个祝福带出来。
And God wants to bring forth His blessings through each and every one of you.
所以箴言说：“我儿要谨守你父亲的诫命，不可离弃你母亲的法则，或是指教。”
And Proverbs tells us, "My son, keep your father's commandment and do not forsake the law of your mother."
在这里讲到父亲、母亲都要。都不能缺席，都要尽功用。
Here it says that both father and mother, you both must function. You both must be involved.
所以在孩子的属灵教育上，有任何一方缺席，我们都需要为这个家祷告。
For in any aspect of raising up your children spiritually, if any one part is missing, we need to pray.
弟兄，不要把责任丢给姊妹。
Brothers, do not cast your responsibility upon your wives.
姊妹也不要认为说，弟兄你是一家之首，你是这个家的头，所以你要负完全的责任。
And wives, do not think that your husband, you're the head of this house, and you have the full responsibility over this house.
神就是知道你的先生做。
And God knows that your husband is incapable of doing such a thing.
他在某些方面可以对孩子有这样子的帮助跟塑造的功用。
And there are certain aspects, certain areas of your children that your husband can fulfill that role.
但是母亲能够提供的这些是很多时候是爸爸提供不来的。
But the roles and the things that a mom can give is oftentimes the things that a father cannot give.
所以在这里说不要离弃你母亲的法则或叫做指教 teachings.
Here it says that do not forsake the law of your mother, and another translation is the teaching of your mother.
我们今天在做很少青少年，有点可惜哈。
And I don't see too many teenagers or young adults who are here.
他们大概在忙着今天晚上要做 Mother's Day banquet, 太可惜了。
There are a few here in the crowd, but I think most of them maybe they're thinking they're busy and preparing for Mother's Day banquet today.
我真的希望我们。神的家是照着神的方式来建造。
And I really do want to pray that the house of God is built up according to the principles of God.
你也不要让你的孩子天天去忙着学校的功课。
And that again, our focus, our emphasis is for our children to be busy about their schoolwork all day.
从小把他们带到神家，带到神的面前，让他一辈子不偏离。
In their youth, bring them into the house of God, bring them into the presence of God, that they will not depart from the Lord.
孩子不光听我们说什么，更看我们怎么活。
And I will say that our children, they don't not only listen to what we tell them, but they also watch us and how we live.
如果礼拜天他们开同学开 birthday party, 你就让他去参加不来聚会。我跟你说，在孩子的心中，神不重要。
And then I will tell you if on Sunday and there's a birthday party and you let your children go to the birthday party instead of coming here to worship to honor God, they will have this concept that God is not important.
你要趁着他还年幼年轻，生命可以被塑造的时候，好好的塑造他， 跟神的关系还有他的生命。
While they are still in their youth, while they are still young, they can be cultivated, they can be molded, come and cultivate their relationship with God.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个母亲是整个家属灵的帮助者。
And brother sister, again, being a mom, you are the helper of this entire home, this entire house.
我以前看过一个报道，那种少年监狱里面的犯人。
And I read a statistic that was reported one time of all the inmates who are incarcerated.
甚至一些死刑犯，他们去访问他。
And particularly those who are on death row, and they would interview them.
当然，在他们身上，有些人充满了懊悔。
And again, a lot of them have tremendous amount of regret.
有的人到死之前都充满了愤怒。
And some who are still angry to the point of the sentence of their death.
有人去问他们说，你心中最大的愤恨或苦毒是什么？
What is your greatest frustration or bitterness or anger that is in your heart?
他们居然说，是在我犯错的时候，我爸妈不管我。
It is when I have done something wrong that my parents didn't do anything about it.
他们不来管我。
They did not come and teach me.
弟兄姊妹，我希望这样子的呼声我们都听到了。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that this morning you have heard this outcry.
你的孩子不见得会犯到监狱里面去，或是造这么大的错误。
And maybe your children will never come to the extent of a great mistake that they would be in prison.
十八岁以后离开家了。
And when they come to the age of 18, they would go off and leave home.
在他人生受到挫折，被别人伤害，或是获到试探、诱惑各方面的困境的时候，他会说：“我的爸妈为什么没有教我？”
In their life, when they are perplexed, when their harm is along coming their way, and times that they're in distress, maybe they'll cry out, "How come mom and dad never taught me?"
他们没有抗压性，他们没有那种承受压力、承受挫折的这种经验。
They never had the ability to come to understand what it means to be under pressure.
多少人这么年轻就自杀了？现在自杀年龄是低过二十岁的。
And we come and see the average age of suicide has now fallen below the age of 20.
我上次跟你们讲过一个例子，我看的都很难过。香港一个联考放榜的时候。
And though I share the story with you that in Hong Kong, when they were telling everybody what school they tested into.
那个时候不像现在有电脑，所以妈妈出去看榜，那个贴出来的放榜哈。
Nowadays, all those information is broadcast online. But back in those days, computers weren't prevalent. They actually have to go and see the list that is posted on the wall.
孩子在家里面太紧张，在家等。
And this child, it was so nervous, so anxious, and was waiting at home.
没想到妈妈看到她儿子金榜题名，考上这么好的学校。
And the mom saw her child has attested into the best school.
高兴的出去买菜，要回来夹菜，要来嘉奖她。
She was so excited. She went shopping and bought the best food that they wanted to celebrate tonight.
没想到回到家的时候，发现孩子已经跳楼自杀了。
As she came home, she discovered her child committed suicide and jumped off the building.
她想妈妈这么久没回来，一定坏消息。
And he was thinking, my mom didn't come back for so long. It's got to be bad news. She doesn't know how to tell me.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个悲剧。
And Brent says, this is a tragedy.
我们希望父母亲为人父母，属灵的父母，我们都能够看重神儿女们跟神的关系，还有他们生命的情形。
Brent says, we who are parents, we who are spiritual parents, that we would esteem their relationship with God.
箴言31章28到29节。
Proverbs chapter 31 verse 28 through 29.
这节圣经我相信今天在很多的教会都会被引用。
And I know this particular verse is going to be utilized throughout many, many churches in the world.
她的儿女起来称她有福，她的丈夫也称赞她，说才德的女子很多，唯独你超过一切。
Her children rise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done well, but you exceed them all.
我想没有一个称赞，没有一个成就感能够比得上母亲听到这句话。
And I think there is no sense of accomplishmentthat is greater than a mom hearing these words.
孩子们对她充满了感恩。
And her children are full of thanksgiving towards her.
丈夫那样子的引以为傲，我有这样子的妻子。
And her husband is so proud of the fact that I have you as my wife.
弟兄姊妹，我再说，我今天没有要把一个高标准放在这里来定罪大家，要求大家。
Brothers and sisters, please hear me. This morning, I am not setting a standard, a high standard, to come and condemn each and every one of you.
所有的信息都回到我们救恩的根基，就是耶稣基督。
Every message that you hear comes back to the foundation of Jesus Christ.
基督是我们的生命。
Jesus Christ is our life.
他是我们的一切。
He is my all.
他是 agape.
He is agape.
他是万福的源头。
He is the source of all blessings.
我们不过是他的管道 channels only.
We are but channels only.
他要透过我们
that through us
来成为众人的祝福
that he wants to make us a blessing of all.
而当这个祝福从这个源头满溢出来的时候
and when that blessing is overflowing from the source,
它一定是从中心到圆周越来越出去
and the blessing you discover is always those who are nearest to the vessel and it spreads out.
谁跟我们最近应该是蒙福最多的
those who are closest to us are those who are blessed the most.
我们的孩子我们的配偶我们周围的弟兄姊妹
our children, our spouse, our brothers and sisters who are around us,
身上带着耶稣的死使耶稣的生显明在我们身上
We carry the death of Jesus Christ that the life of Jesus Christ may be seen through us
我们愿意为着耶稣的缘故常被交于死地
And because of Jesus Christ we will often surrender ourselves to the ground to this position of death
耶稣的生也在我们身上显明出来
That the life and the resurrection of Jesus Christ may be seen through us
所以今天的信息不光是对着肉身的母亲而已
So today's message is not just for those who are earthly moms
也对着属灵的母亲
It is for all those who are spiritual moms
也为着所有将来要当母亲的人
And for all those who will be moms
我希望这样子一个角色一个这么蒙福的角色在我们身上是真实的
There's such an important role The spiritual role is real to us
不仅我们承受的祝福我们也成为祝福
Not only are we blessed But we may be a blessing
让我们真的成为全家的帮助带着全家一起来侍奉神
That we may be the helper of this family Of this home That to help this entire family to come And worship the Lord To serve the Lord
我们一起来唱这首诗歌我们站起来唱
Would you all please rise Let's sing the song together
每一个人都为着自己的家祷告
I'd like to invite every one of you To pray for your own home
每一个人也为着自己在这个家中该有的角色跟功用祷告
I'd like to ask everyone To pray for your function And your role in this house
OK 好
Yeah.
你面前，为着所有的母亲，属灵的母亲感恩的日子。
Yes, O Lord, today is a day, O Lord, as we celebrate Mother's Day, we're thankful for our earthly moms and our spiritual moms.
但是也是我们每一个人都在你面前更新立约的日子。
But Lord, this is also the day, O Lord, that we come and renew our vows with you.
我和我的家都要侍奉耶和华。
Yes, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
不管我们在家里是做父母的、做丈夫的、做妻子的、做孩子的。
Whether we are parents or whether we are husbands, wives, or children.
主啊，你都要透过我们，让我们成为我们家人的祝福。
Oh Lord Jesus, through each and every one of these roles, make us a blessing.
你要透过每一个家成为教会的祝福。
That through every one of these households, oh Lord, you'll be a blessing to your church.
你要透过每一个教会成为这个世代的祝福。
That through every church, you will want to make us a blessing of this generation.
主啊，我们是这样子的被你紧紧的绑在一起。
Oh Lord, that we are knit together by you.
我们为着我们在做所有做父母的，我们感谢。
And for all of us who are those who are parents here today, we thank you.
你纪念大家的辛劳。
You remember the labor of each and every one of them.
记大家的眼泪和痛苦。
You remember those moments of tears and those moments of pain.
但是主啊，不让我们白白受苦。
Oh Lord, that we would not suffer in vain.
让我们活出了你对家庭命定的祝福。
But we would live out your commanded blessing for each home.
你让我们活出了一个家该有的见证和影响力。
And you allow us to live out the role of influence in our families.
我们再次的谢谢你。
Lord, once again we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.